This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five Google search trends and the top YouTube video this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For this week, what was number five for the most searched trend?
It was Celine, which is this French fashion brand that obviously I've never heard of, but they just came out with this ridiculous plastic fashion bag that looks like something you would legitimately get at a grocery store. And it's only going to cost you $590, so it's pretty exciting. I'm thinking about picking up one myself, but it's going to be on their spring 2018 runway line, and everybody's like, dude, this just looks like a grocery bag. Why is it costing that much money? But it's high fashion, and I admittedly know nothing about high fashion. And when I was also looking at some of the things around this French designer, they also have like this dress that looks like it's you had just gotten the dress back from the dry cleaners. It has like the thing on top that's like, thank you for your business, and then it's a plastic dress underneath it. I'm not sure if it's by Celine as well, but it's in that same high fashion realm. So I don't get it. It's $590. It's legitimately a plastic bag, but if you're into that kind of stuff, it's by the French designer Celine with an accent mark over the E because it's fancy.
Yeah, accent marks always makes things fancy. I'm a little curious about the plastic bag. Now, is this like Walmart bag or is this like, you know, CVS bag?
That's a good question. I think I would say it's a Target bag. It's a little bit more of a high class than a Walmart for sure. Little bit more thickness to it.
There
but
you
it's
go.
Clear. It's,
there you
it's
go.
Very clear. So you can see everything you have inside for all of your diamonds and riches. Everybody can see it.
Yeah, they can see my stacks of money, because apparently that's what rich people want.
Yep.
What was number four?
Black Panther. Everybody's talking about it. And I know that we talked about it on this show a couple weeks ago before it even came out, but it has lived up to the hype. It's already grossed $500 million worldwide, and domestically it had a $200 million opening weekend, which is extremely significant. That joins really good company of Star Wars, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, Jurassic World, The Avengers. Those are all recent movies that have had $200 million opening weekends. So it's crazy. And it's also just turned into this full-blown cultural phenomenon. The hashtag Wakanda Forever, I'm sure you've seen, is referring to the African kingdom from the actual movie. And it's awesome. Everybody's super fired up. I personally have not seen it, and I'm bummed because I feel like I'm missing out. Everybody's chatting about it, so I think that I will check it out. And yeah, it's certainly gaining a lot of attention at this point.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to see it too, but I'm just like I just don't like crowded theaters. So I usually wait 2 weeks after the premiere just because, you know, I don't like when people are sitting directly next to me. Like, who are you? Why are you near my pop?
Totally agree. I just saw Phantom Thread the other weekend, and this guy fell asleep behind us 30 seconds into the movie, snoring the whole movie.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, you're ruining the movie. So I agree. Sometimes I like to wait. I like to have it to myself so I can focus and not be surrounded by so many people. But you're probably going to have to wait for quite a while because Black Panther's really crowded at this point.
You know what I'm curious about? If there's going to be like a part two, because I don't think they thought it was going to be this well. So I think this was supposed to be a standalone movie like Doctor Strange, like you only get one. But since Black Panther did so well, will they like sneak in a second movie? Because the Infinity Gauntlet, like they already know how the movie's like the whole Marvel universe thing is going to end. So I'm wondering if they're going to just like sneak it in there.
It sounds like you're way more tuned into the Marvel stuff than I am. So I don't really know, but I'm sure that they'll find a way. I mean, if the money is right, they'll make another movie. It sounds like there's certainly dollar signs that can be had.
Absolutely. You're right about that. You don't need to know about movies to know that money needs to be made.
Yeah.
So what was number three?
This one is particularly exciting. This one is red wine because the study just came out that red wine can be good for oral hygiene. And it's kind of confusing because, you know, you always hear like coffee, red wine, you're supposed to like drink it with a straw because it'll stain your teeth. And this study now says that no, it's actually beneficial for tooth gum health. And the reason is there's these things called polyphenols, which actually help deter the harmful bacteria from adhering to surfaces in the mouth. So that just makes your mouth a little bit healthier. But everybody's like, okay, great, let's get drunk all the time. It's good for the teeth. So not necessarily. A lot of the academics are saying, well, first off, this research is not necessarily shown clinically. So hold your horses and take it with a grain of salt at this point. But also, you need to drink it in moderation. There's also acid that is in wine that can actually deter a tooth's enamel. So it's like a fine balance. But it's somewhat exciting to hear that, you know, wine, which we all love to drink, or at least I certainly do, and it can be good for teeth health and gum health as well.
See, I'm not much of a drinker. But I was thinking, what happens if you take the red wine, dilute it with a little water, and you just swish it, right? You don't have to drink it. Would that work too, right?
Hey, that's a good point. You could, but then you miss out on the fun of the actual wine. But yeah, I think basically they just want these polyphenols, which can be found in other things too. It's in coffee, green tea, black tea, blueberries, raspberries. Basically, there's just an antioxidant. And so they're found in other things as well. So if you don't really want to drink wine, have a kiwi. It's got the same effect, and it's probably a little bit better for you as well. But it has the polyphenols in there, which will help with oral hygiene.
Or you could just brush your teeth. I don't know. Maybe swish with some Listerine.
And floss. Don't forget to floss.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And floss. So what was number two?
We've got the Olympics, which, God, it's a bum. We've been talking about it for the past couple weeks on this show, but ending on Sunday, which is tough. But this past week, super exciting stuff. Women's Olympic USA hockey takes the gold over Canada in such a dramatic fashion. Goes to a shootout, and Jocelyn Lamoureux Davidson. I mean, the goal was so dirty to win the game. It was disgusting. I had to take a shower after I saw it because I felt it was just so filthy. I mean, she has this nasty fake, goes to the right, upper right net. It was gorgeous. So it was great to get the gold finally over Canada. We've been having kind of a rivalry with them, and it's been our first gold medal since 1998, and it's very exciting. So the U.S. actually had never defeated Canada in Olympics. Oh, no, sorry. And then we're talking about curling as well. There's some pretty exciting curling stuff between the USA and Canada. USA had never beaten Canada in Olympic curling competition. They did it twice in 2 days. So the USA is really handing it to our neighbors to the north this past week. And it's certainly pretty exciting. And then Lindsey Vonn, you know, she went home with a bronze. She hit a gate. And apparently it's going to be her last Olympics. But I don't know. Some people are speculating, like, she didn't really have the best final run. Maybe she's going to come back for one more. But, yeah, check it out. Last couple days of the Olympics should be an exciting one.
I can't remember. I don't know if this was, like, fake news or not. There was, like, a women's Jamaican bobsled team. Was that real? Or was I being trolled? I'm not sure.
Man, I think there was. Honestly, I don't know. I admittedly have not been watching that much. I've just been kind of watching some highlights just so I can,
me too,
you know, be in the know. But that's a good thing to Google because that sounds really cool.
Yeah, it would be, because I was thinking of the movie Cool Runnings, and I'm like, yes, you need to make this more of a reality. I know it already happened once, but Jamaica, come on, we gotta see you do it again. But you're right, I haven't been watching the Olympics either, just going through highlights, which is why I saw that as a headline, and I was like, oh, is this real? I have to go research this later, but you're right, I'm going to have to Google.
You got to Google it. I think it's not fake news. I think it's real. I think I remember seeing something about that as well. I hope it's true, because Cool Runnings, what a fantastic film.
I don't know about fantastic. It wasn't Oscar worthy, but it was definitely something to put on when you're a little bored.
Definitely. I agree.
So what was number one?
Number one is Fergie. Oh, man, this was a bomb. This is hard to watch. NBA All-Star game last weekend. Fergie sang the national anthem in this weird jazzy rendition, and it sucked, and it was really bad, and everybody was kind of laughing in the crowd. They're cutting to LeBron, they're cutting to Steph, and everybody's like, dude, what is this? Even Chance the Rapper is like, ugh, what is going on? But yeah, search interest in Fergie spiked by 13,000% right after the anthem, so everybody was searching for her. And, you know, I do feel bad for her because she came out, she's like, listen, I'm so sorry. Like, I love the United States. I love America. All I was trying to do was put an interesting spin, like my own personality, into the anthem. Obviously, it didn't land well. And she's kind of been a lot of shame. She's gotten a lot of shame about it. And that's never fun. But I don't know. I think with the national anthem, you kind of stick. I think it's better to be safe than sorry. Like, just kind of stick to the traditional stuff and just don't try to put too much of a spin on it. But Wiz Khalifa came out and was just like, yo, I liked it. I thought it was good. You know, people aren't really appreciating it in its time. But give it a chance. Maybe it can be legendary back in the day. But she's kind of trying to have a little bit of a resurgence, which isn't really going so well. Obviously, the anthem didn't go well. And then late last year, she released her second solo album, Double Duchess, and it didn't go over too well either. So I don't know. Best wishes to Fergie, but she's not doing too well right now.
See, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think that she is having, this is great for her. I mean, she's trending. She's number one trending for this week. No matter how bad she did, her name is in everybody's mouth right now. So I think she's doing pretty well. And you have to remember, and you may have been too young for this, Roseanne Barr, she did a national anthem too. Yeah. Like, she sung it and it was horrible. It was such a joke. And for me, at least, when it comes to national anthems after that, it was kind of a joke. Like, hey, you're going to do your own thing, you know, be a butterfly, be free, do whatever. So I don't know. It was interesting. And, you know, you're right. Good luck to her. But I just think that's just the way it goes nowadays.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Actually, Roseanne Barr did tweet, who saw Fergie's national anthem performance at the NBA All-Star game? I think mine was better, low-key. So even she thinks hers is better and stuff, too. And I agree. All publicity can be good publicity. Even my dad emailed me and was like, dude, I bet you Fergie's going to be number one trending next week on your show, like, for sure. So even he is paying attention to this, which, you're right, everybody's chatting about it, so it could be a good thing. Once kind of the initial hype of her bad anthem kind of trails off, we're still talking about Fergie, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm a little interested to know her album sales after this. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah.
So for the YouTube video, what was the one trending for this week?
Yeah, so it was really funny to watch. So billionaire Bill Gates goes on Ellen, and they play this game where they have to guess grocery store prices. And obviously the dude hasn't grocery store shopped like a normal human in a very long time, and it comes through. And they're guessing like really normal items like Rice-A-Roni, which he guesses is $5, and it's like 98 cents. And then he guesses that a bag of pizza rolls is $22. It's really funny. And it's just very cute. You know, he's adorably out of touch with society, but he does a good job. He does totally nail the price of floss, though. So that guy, I know we talked about flossing earlier, that guy definitely flosses because he knows exactly how much floss is. So it's good. It's a really funny show. Bill and Ellen have a great rapport. And yeah, it's called Billionaire Bill Gates Guesses Grocery Store Prices. It's got 6.8 million views and counting, probably a little bit more. That last time I looked at that was yesterday. So it's a very funny video.
I think the last thing that was on the items was a TGIF. And I love that he said, it's branded, so it has to be a lot of money. And I was like, that's so cute.
I know, it is the TGIF thing. That one was a little bit difficult for me as well. I agree with him. It's branded. It's got to be more money. It's not a generic thing. Like, that's a restaurant brand. So he was right in that regard.
Yeah, but it's TGIF. This isn't... This is like White Castles. I'm not knocking White Castles, but I'm just saying you're not going to see no $20 burger at White Castles, and you're definitely not going to see too much stuff that expensive at TGIF.
Yeah, they're not the most expensive brand. They're not like the Celine of the bag game. You know, if Celine came out with some sort of a grocery item, it'd probably be $500. But nah, TGIF's a little bit less classy.
You know, at least with TGIF, we know we're going to get more than the Celine thing, which is probably just going to be an empty box.
Yeah, that is true. I know. They're just a highway robbery.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, you're very welcome.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.